Okay, we are in the Drush HaSaran, we're in the Drush HaAsiri, and the Masada Rav Cooks from page Shin Tzad Gimel. Today, Be'ezus Hashem, we will finally get to the answer of the Ran's three questions. Again, just very quickly, a review of what those three questions are. Question number one was, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, Jewish people, what do I ask of you? Just to be in awe of me, to love me, to walk in my ways, to do all my mitzvahs, sounds like a very tall order. Why does the Pasuk make it sound like it's such a simple thing to do? That was question number one. Question number two was, we're talking about the highest level, so when the Torah says, I ask you to be, Hashem says, I want you to be Yarei Lefan, I want you to be fear of me, it really means awe. It means to be in awe of Hashem, that's what Hashem wants. And if that's the case, why is it that the psukim that come afterwards say, remember I killed this guy who did Averis, remember the Mitzrim got killed, remember those in Averim got killed, these, it all sounds like it's reinforcing Yiras HaOnesh, fear of punishment. But if the point is Yiras HaRomimus, if we're trying to reinforce, be in awe of me, because, it should have said, be in awe of me, because remember at Har Sinai there was fire and smoke, and there was, that inspires awe. If we're talking about awe, it doesn't make sense then to say, remember I killed this one, I killed that one. That reinforces Yiras HaOnesh, fear of punishment, so why then do the Pesukim list those examples? And finally, the third question was, why, when the Pasuk says, remember what I did to Dothan and Aviram, they got all swallowed up, and them and their children, they all died. Why didn't it say, remember Korach? Because Korach was the main part of that machlokas, so why didn't it mention, remember what happened to Korach? Or at least also mention, remember what happened to Korach. Hachkaman only mentions Dothan and Aviram. Those are the three questions. Though we had started the introduction to the answer last week, this week, Mirz Hashem, we will have the full answer. So the introduction to the answer was that there are two parts to every single person. A person has their spiritual side and their physical side. This is a part of a person that wants to connect to God, what the Ran always calls, many Rishonim called the Koach HaSeichel, the intellect. I think we generally associate that with pure intellect, you know, like science and stuff. But here it means intellect, meaning your brain, but spirituality, using the mind, the desire to connect to God. So that's one part of a person, the higher part of a person. And then there's the lower part of the person that just wants a beer and ice cream. Maybe not together. Anyway, the physical part of the person that just wants things in this world and isn't interested in intellectual ideas and connecting to Hashem and what's the purpose of everything. So those are the two parts of us. Our spiritual side that wants to grow and be great people and connect to God. And then there's the lower part of ourselves that want the physical. And that is a constant struggle that we all struggle with all of our lives. Okay, so says the Ran of Albein, Shnei Elu Akochos, Kolecha B'Musagav Hevdorav. These two forces are very, very different. V'hu ki akoach ha-sichli, the intellectual part, Yagiehu la'olam musagav b'shava. So that always will reach you the same way. In other words, V'zelios la'olam musagav d'varim nitzchim, kayamim, v'mashi saraleim, pa'am atu, pa'am harbe, enam mitzidam. So the spiritual things, spirituality, those don't change. Those are eternal. They are always the same. And that which you connect to it better, sometimes more than others, that's not because of them, that's because of you. The spiritual things are always exactly as they were. Ach mitzido, it's just because of the way you are. Based on how much your physical side is in charge of you that day, that's how much you connect to spirituality. So if you just had a pizza party, and then, you know, we're sitting out in the sun, and or whatever you've been doing, whatever physical thing you've been doing, you're tired, you're overtired, and then someone wants to interest you in spirituality, so you don't feel like it speaks to you, whereas on Yom Kippur, when you're fasting and you're not connected to physicality at all, it speaks to you. It's not because the spirituality changed, you changed. It's how much you can connect in your current state to spirituality. But the spiritual things don't change. Avala dimyon eino kein, but things like he's calling dimyon, the physical things, the things that don't last, those do change. They're physical, so they can change. So physical things can change. Not only can the physical things themselves change, you can physically change. Based on how strong or weak your body is, so then your desire for these things will also be weakened. In other words, when you're a young, strapping young lad, or you're a young lady, so a person's body's very healthy, So then they have strong desires, and they want all the, you know, the younger a person is, the stronger their desires are. When the person's an old man or an old lady, their desires are much lower. So the physical things can change, and your physical body can change. So those don't stay the same. Spirituality stays the same. So the physical part of a person is much more strong when a person's young than when they are old. So it seems that this is what Chazal were referring to when they said, Rabbi Shimon ben Akavya, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Akavya says, Zikni am aretz kol zman sheim mazkinim daitam mitrefes aleim. Old amaratim, people are not talmidei chachamim, who are old, so the older they get, the more their mind is not happy, they're not happy. The more their head, mind is torn. Shenemar meisir safa l'neem, manam v'tam zekenim yukach. As the pasuk says, Hashem takes away speech from those who used to be the go-to people, and tam and understanding and reasoning to old people is taken from old people is taken. So that's what happens to old people who are amaratzim. Aval zikni haTorah, but old talmidei chachamim, elderly talmidei chachamim, calls manshem askinim. As they get older, daitem misyashavas aleim. They become more at peace. Their mind. As it says, with old people there is wisdom, and with length of days there is understanding. That's the Chazal. So says the Ran. So the Ran says, this isn't what it sounds like, perhaps. It's not telling you that the older Talmidei Chachamim get, the more knowledge they get. It's possible it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes, as even a Talmud Chacham gets older, they may not get more wise. Because since your mind needs a physical mind to work, when a person's very, very old, so then, as your mind gets older, your physical body gets older, it could be your mind won't work as well. That's why the Tana doesn't say Chachma mitosefes pem. The Tana didn't write that as Talmidei Chacham get older, their Chachma mitosefes pem, that they get more knowledge. Don't say that. Alpha P Chain Bebrais Perakashol Odom, even though it may say that elsewhere. Aval Amar, but here it says Shedaitan Misyasheves Elein. It says that their Das is at peace with them. Uperusha, what that means is Shizikne Torah Asher Bebachrusim Hinichu Tavas Olam. Zikne Torah, old Talmidei Chachamim, that when they were young, they did not go after the taivas of this world. They didn't go to try to make $1 million. They didn't get involved in bad taivas. Ubachra derech tova, they chose the right way, the good way. Kol zman shemaskinin daitan misyashavet aleihem. The older they get, and they think back to the choices they made, the more at peace they are. Kolomer shem mispaisim yoser v'daitam nocha b'mashe skimol. They're happier and with their choices that they made when they were younger. For who, and that is kibbe bachrusam, because when they were younger, alpha pishe skimol azov tavas olam umasarav, even though when they were young and their friends were all going out to party and they stayed to learn in the base medrash more, it's impossible that at some point something in their heart didn't go, gosh, how come I should really go with them? Even though their minds was against this and said, no, I should be doing this, their seichel stopped them from following their friends. There's a part of them that had a certain time to go out. It's impossible that a young person who, let's say, see all their friends go out to party, or all their friends go out and are working and making $1 million, and they're in the base medrash. Whatever the case is, the choices that a person made when they were younger to be a Talmid Chacham, when they were younger, it's impossible that there wasn't a part of them that says, you know, maybe I should run out and do that. But Yosef ben Shnei Akocha Samanagdim, because when the person's young, their desire for all things physical is much stronger. So there's always, even though they made the right choices, there was a part of their das that was not at peace, and they were always fighting, and they overcame, they won, but there was a part of their brain that was at war. But as they get older, and then desire for all things, this world starts to ebb away. And finally, you see that everything that everybody thought was so important in this world is davar batel ve'avid ve'kala bin yadav, is nothing. It's going to be lost soon. Then the mind, there's nobody fighting the mind anymore. There's no one fighting him. It's not an inner struggle for him to stay in the base manage to keep on with Torah, because once a person gets old, they see all the things everybody ran after were stupid anyway. That's why as they get old, they get more at peace. They see, thank goodness, I chose the right way. I became a great Talmud Chacham. I gave up on things earlier, but now I became a Talmud Chacham. I see I made the right choices. This is what's really important in life. And all those other people are out partying, you know, now they're waiters and whatever. So everything that they did in this world, all the things that his colleagues may have been out running to get things of this world, is davar batel. And he's not sorry at all once he's older that he left those behind. He knows he made the right choice, and the older he gets, the happier he is with his life and his choices. But ami ha'aretz, as people who, let's say, either made the wrong choices or didn't make as good choices, as they get older, they have the opposite. Because when they were young, they followed their desire, which was very strong when they were young. They're all happy. They don't have an inner struggle much. They chose to be involved in this world and make that their main thing. So when they were younger, they don't have any inner or much of an inner struggle. They were happy with where they were going. And the part of their mind that says, let's connect to God, yeah, a little bit, you know. But they don't focus on it, and they're happier with their choice. But as they get older and they see what's really important, that the world is leaving the person, and the person is leaving the world. They see all the things that they spent their life running afterwards, that really was emptiness. So therefore, as they get older, they're not at peace. But still, since their whole life, this is the way they were. As they say, can't teach an old dog new tricks. The person went their whole life a certain way, and now that they're old, they see, maybe I should have done more spiritual things. It's hard to change when you're old. Ein la'el yad sichlam lahatos lagamri mihaderachahi. So even though they're going to try, their seichel, the spiritual part of them, is now more prominent, but they can't completely change from the way they've been their whole lives. Asher darchu ba'adko, that they've been going with their whole lives until now. Melazeh, and that's why it is, kol zman shemazkinim, the older they get, heim ben shnei adrachim. Now they're at the war. Now their mind is in a struggle. Yodu derech imayim. So that's why it says that daitam, the old people who are ami aretz, as they get older, daitam miturefes b'hem. It's their torn das. Their mind is torn. They're always at war. This is what Chazal say, that their das, their brains is at war, at struggle. The word tiref there means like a boat that's in a stormy sea. It's being shaken back and forth. It's like a boat that's in the heart of the sea, and there's big waves, Yanihu Letzdanim Hafchim, pushing it in different directions. The Katsu Yad Chovleh Alalicha Derech Echad. And the sailors aren't able to make it just go one way. It keeps getting pushed in different ways. Sometimes the boat goes one way, sometimes it goes the other way, because the sailors can't get control of the boat because of the strong waves. That's the way it is. People who followed in their youth, or in the prime of their lives, they followed this world. Because man shemes kin, and as they get older, that's the way their mind is. When they were younger, they were at peace. When they're older, their mind is in a struggle. The nature of dimyon, again, this the physical part of a person is it doesn't look, it only looks about what's in front of their eyes. Just sees the ice cream in front of them. It's not thinking about the future. Dimyon, the physical part of a person, just sees the present and thinks the present will last forever. Right? See, the ice cream looks so good, and that's all you can think of. That's all that's important right now. You don't see what happens later. As soon as the ice cream's gone, it's gone. So therefore, when the world is going good for the person and all is going well, so the physical part of a person goes at war with the mind, and tries to pull a person down to go against what their natural desire would be outside of the physical, which is to be spiritual. So when a person's physically well and things are going great, so the physical part of a person is at war with them, tries to drag them down to be part of the desires of this world. Because the Dvarim HaMedumim, that's the things that look important. So a person goes after them, he seems to think that that's everything's going according to plan, everything's going well. So when a person's all just focused on the physical things in this world, it's very hard for them to appreciate love of God, awe of God, l'rov milchemes adimyun v'achushem anishmoyim elav, because of the strong fight that the body's putting up, that isn't interested in that. Aval kasher tikrena tlos, but what if bad things happen? V'dvarim she'enem al seder min hago shel adam, things that don't go normal. And if a person suffers chas v'shalom illness, or tragedy, or financial tragedy, something terrible that wakes a person up from their physical things. Ad she'adimyun tzarech likon al korcho, that the physical part of the body is forced to be subjugated. Lahodos ki yesh Elokim shoft ba'aretz, and recognize there's a God running this world. L'mayla miminhago shel olam, this world wasn't everything. There's somebody running the world. There's somebody on top of this world. Something that controls the world. V'chari l'regav, then the person's afraid what's going to be with them. Kasher tira'en advarim aridim etzaras mischachos, when they see terrible things happening to other people or other parts of the world. Then a person has a chance to fight their Yetzirah. That's what basically the physical side of us we call the Yetzirah. So once, when everything is going well, it's hard to fight the Yetzirah. Then sometimes Hashem brings bad things, and then it weakens the physical part of a person, and then their mind can take hold again. And because people are like this, when a person is like that, when a person's in a state where their seichel is in charge, either when they're old, or if their body was, they're able to conquer their physical side by seeing when they saw a tragedy or chas v'shalom experienced tragedy. So kalm od lahas elav lahasigiras Hashem yisbarach v'avaso. Then it becomes much easier to connect to spirituality and to love of God and to awe of God. Because then the physical part of the person is not fighting you. And you, as a person without your physical side, always want to reach higher. Then there's nothing stopping you from getting connected to Hashem. Because of this, Amar Moshe Yisrael. That's why, here we're getting to the answer to the question. That's why Moshe said to the Jewish people, Ma Hashem Alkecha Shol Mimach, what does God want from you? Ki im liyira, just to be in awe of him. She'adav razeh kal me'od aleichem, mibchinas koach sichlechem. It's very easy, as far as your neshama is concerned, as far as your mind and your spirit, without the physical, it's very easy for you to reach great heights and connect to God in that way. It's actually natural for you to be in awe of God and to love God and to connect to spirituality when you're not connected to physicality. Everything's easy to what's natural to you. It is natural to be spiritual. And if you're going to say, if you're going to say, that's nice, it's very easy when I'm in this spiritual level, when I'm at Ne'ilah and Yom Kippur, I'm at that level where my body's not fighting me so much and I can connect to spirituality, yes, then it's easier. But it's very difficult because I also have a physical part of me, so it's not easy. Even at Ne'ilah, I'm still feeling the physical hunger in my body. So it's not easy, because I always have that physical part of me. That's part of the equation. The body wants, and a part of the mind, which is physical, wants what's good in this world. Or is interested in the things that are physical. The physical part of the person is drawn after that. That's why the pasuk continues. That's why it says, I'm not talking to your kids who didn't see all the terrible things I did to people who sinned against me. Kalamar, it means to say, if I would be talking to your kids who didn't see what happens to people who sin, so then they would say, oh, look, we never saw anything bad happen to anybody, so we're all only interested in the physical world. Because they didn't see Hashem punishing anyone of Alatem, Asher, Isim, Es Musar, Elokechem, but you saw what happens. You saw a tragedy. You saw what happens to people who don't do the mitzvahs. Ech tuchlu l'mashi chacharav. So how can you be going after the physical? Halor Isim Mitzrayim Shoy Yoshim Kabir, you saw Egypt that was on the highest level of the physical world. It was doing great. Ech horid Hashem Yisbarach L'Eretz Nitzcham, how Hashem destroyed them. Also, what happened to you guys in the Midbar when you sinned? That's what it says, what I did to you in the Midbar until you came here. Doesn't say specifically what punishments they happened, just says generally, remember what happened in the Midbar. Out of the honor of the Jewish people. For Isim Gamkin, and you also saw Asher Asal Dasan Vavirim Bnei Aliyav. You also saw what happened to Dasan and Avirim. That they got swallowed up by the earth. There's no way to say that, oh, you know, well, there was just an earthquake and that's why they got swallowed up. It was obviously miraculous. This was in front of all the Jewish people. And only those people were swallowed up. If so, there's a pasuk in Necham Haroos. It's called Maisei Hashem Agadol. Asher also, you see all the great actions of Hashem. Ein lachem l'espatus achrei olam hazeh klal. So therefore, it shouldn't be drawn after this world. So the answer to the question, basically, question number one and two. Question number one, the Ran had started with, was why does it make it sound like it's easy? The answer to that is because it is easy. The spiritual part of you, it is easy to connect to God. So what about the physical part of you? So that the Ran explained, that's why it tells you about all the terrible punishments that happen to people. Because that, when people see tragedy, they realize that there's more to life. You see, if someone, Chas V'Shalom, sees someone dying of cancer. So they see what's important in life, even if it didn't happen to them. They see what happened to other people. Kol Shekin, certainly if it happened to a Chalila, a family member. So they see that, what's really important in life and what's not. And then their physical part of them is not as strong, and they can more, then it becomes easy again to connect to spirituality. So that's why that was the answer to question two. If Hashem is talking about to be in awe of Him, why does He mention physical punishment? That is because it's only easy to be in awe of Hashem when you consider that this world is not all that important. And look, you see some people get punished pretty badly when they don't listen. So therefore, it's not worth it to be going after the physical when you could be going after the spiritual. And the answer to the third question looks like we will have to wait till next time, because it's a little bit longer, and we'll just stop here.